Isaac, September's sort of here. I mean, how's the feeling among the group? Does it sort of just the excitement levels, even for experienced guys like you, just go up a bit when the finals come?
Oh, I think it does. You'd be pretty silly answer if I said it doesn't. It's what we all play for, and it's a long season, and some players approach the season differently, but now we're here, it's pretty exciting, and hopefully a big month ahead for us.
Many would probably say this is the best shape collectively that Geelong is in. Do you agree with that? In the last couple of times that you've been here, at least for the September campaigns, do you think you're in the best shape you had for the last little while?
Well, personally, I can't comment pre-last season, but we're certainly in a better position than what we were last season, just with the health of the group and the level of performance we're going at. It's probably far and above what we produced last year, but that doesn't give you any guarantees, and it's a big month, as I said, and we're going to come up against some pretty good opposition, so we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Can I take you back to Sunday? Did you watch Carlton Collingwood, and did you ride St Kilda and ride the wave of emotion of who you potentially are playing, or did you not pay too much attention to it?
I watched Carlton Collingwood, and it's probably the biggest home and away game in the last 5 or 10 years, so it was pretty exciting, especially post-COVID, and to see the MCG full. If I had a little personal sway in the game, it was probably Collingwood win, because it meant we played them in front of 90,000 in the first final, so massive crowd, and can't wait to get out there.
How much are you looking forward to being on the MCG in September again, because it's actually been 3 or 4 years for you in that regard?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think personally I'd be lying if I said I fully enjoyed the COVID period and having no fans. I went through a bit of probably a rough patch there, and I just can't wait to have a full MCG. That's why we play footy. That's what you dream as a kid growing up. So it should be unreal.
It's been about 5 months now since that round 3 game. Do you think it matters at all what happened against Collingwood back then? Do you look at it much, or is it irrelevant now?
You'd have to trigger me a little bit.
You guys came from 6 goals down at 3/4 time to beat them.
It's probably irrelevant, to be honest. That much has changed in the season. We've changed the way we're playing. Collingwood have probably changed the way they're playing. Maybe certain players that were factors then aren't playing. So, yeah, we'll probably look at their last 3 or 4 weeks, I would think, rather than the game we played 5 months ago against them.
You mentioned just before about the fact that compared to last year, you're much better placed. Is there maybe a bit less anxiety around the group because of that? You know, proper preparation and the way you're sort of, you're coming into the finals with less injuries and guys in better form. Is there maybe, is that a fair statement? There's a bit more less anxiety, or you're a bit more relaxed maybe this September?
I guess you'd have to ask the individuals. Personally, I'm pretty relaxed and don't get much anxiety, so... but I'm sure there's individuals that live with a bit of anxiety. I'm not sure. But, yeah, as a group, we're certainly better placed.
Yeah, the football department, maybe as a whole, do you think it has maybe been a bit less tense this year and a bit more relaxed, and that has shown on the footy field, do you think?
Oh, I think they were pretty relaxed last year, to be honest. We've had a bit of change, and it's been great to see different individuals come in and influence the group the way they have. And I won't mention names, but there's certainly been a handful of people that have really helped us get to where we want to.
What carries this group to a premiership, Isaac? What do you have to do well for the next month to be there, in 4 weeks' time?
I think if we can just keep improving on what we've been delivering the last 13, 14 weeks, we sort of went on a bit of a path of getting better each week, and we feel like incrementally we've been doing that, and as a collective, individually we've been getting better, and as a collective we've really seen those results. So we're not kidding ourselves, though, to think that it's not going to be hard the next month, and we're not going to have a lot of challenges, but we're in a position where hopefully we can stand up and deliver.
You watched them on the weekend. What do you think Collingwood's strengths are, and what do you have to stop from them?
To be honest, I think their biggest strength is that mentally they never give up in the game. Doesn't matter if they're 4 or 5 goals down or 4 or 5 goals in front. They're attacking the game the whole time, and Craig McRae and his set of coaches have obviously instilled great belief in that group. So it doesn't matter how the game goes next weekend. It's going to be important that we can deliver a full four-quarter performance. And I know that's silly and that's a cliche, and I hate cliches and I hate hearing players say it, but I think they're being coached really well at the moment. So, we're going to have to be there and rock up.
Yeah, so are you sort of aware that at three-quarter time, and if you're up on them by 3 goals, they're going to be in the back of their minds knowing what they've done the past 3 months, they can't come back on you? So.
Yeah, and I think that's a strength of theirs, and they deserve that. They've instilled that confidence in their group, so it's for us to shut it down.
You guys have said that Jeremy Cameron's play in the first final. How How's he going, and do you expect him to sort of ramp up his training early next week?
I have no idea. when blokes are injured, I tell you, the worst thing in a football club is when you're injured and people keep asking you about your injury. So the one thing I don't do is ask players about their injury, but from things that I've read in the media that have come out from the club, it looks like he should be good to go.
He looked good today,
though. Did he? Oh, I don't know. I didn't really see him. He was over on the sidelines running laps, wasn't he?
In terms of you've got a few guys sort of pushing for selection. Usually play in the senior side throughout the year. How many changes? There's too many. Would you like the stability, or then you could have four or five changes?
I think we've been very adaptable as a group this year, and probably a handful of games we've thrown four, five, six changes and we've performed really well. Whether that be a couple of our so-called stars out of the side or players that you wouldn't have in that superstar category, we've all been able to perform and do our role.
And just on your future, I should know this, are you contracted for next year, or are you?
I should know this as well. No, we're talking, it's all good.
So do you expect it to be here next year?
Oh, we'll wait and see. No, just wait and see.
Does some of that depend on what happens this September, or regardless?
Nah, it's regardless of that, I think certainly what I'm thinking of is winning the ultimate prize. So, to be honest, whatever happens.
So, from that answer, the discussions have started between your camp and the Cats then?
It has, yes.
Very good.
Sorry.
forgive me for bringing it up if it's not. When's the last time you played the G in a final? Was it obviously before? Was it the.
You just wanted to bring this up.
No, I didn't.
No, it wasn't. No, we lost to Melbourne in a final.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
2008, yeah.
Sorry,
no, I've played a few, I understand that, yeah.